This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. Today's macroeconomic story comes to us from Riyadh, Saudi Arabia, and the news that the government there is going to reverse a decades-old ban on movie theaters. Yes, going to the movies is fun, but that is not what's going on here. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer has that one.
There's a lot of pent-up demand in Saudi Arabia for entertainment. In fact, Saudis will even travel to another country to watch a movie. Egyptian film critic Joseph Fahim sees them all the time in Bahrain, Dubai.
Of course, I've seen lots of Saudi friends who go watch movies and sit over a drink.
Speaking on Skype, Fahim says once Saudi cinemas are open for business, they'll be a major force.
This will be probably the second or third biggest market in the region.
The Saudi government estimates the new cinema business will create more than 30,000 jobs by 2030. Marwan Qaidi teaches global media and communication at the University of Pennsylvania.
Cinemas are expected to contribute about $24 billion to the Saudi economy. They're thinking about 300 cinemas, 2,000 screens.
The movie theater openings are part of a bigger government plan to make the Saudi economy less dependent on oil by boosting Saudi consumer spending on things like entertainment. Jerry Firestein at the Middle East Institute says cinemas are just the beginning.
It goes across the full range of activities, not only theme parks, but also developing the museums.
Firestein says U.S. companies are watching this, and he wouldn't be surprised to eventually see U.S. theater chains and even Disney World in Saudi Arabia. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.